Each year at Christmas, Vatican Radio invites church leaders from around the world to help our listeners get into the spirit of the season by sharing a reflection on how the mystery of the Nativity might inform our action throughout the year. Here are Christmastide greetings from the Major Penitentiary Emeritus of the Apostolic Penitentiary, Cardinal James Francis Stafford.
For 4 weeks, the Church's liturgy in Advent has called us to reflect upon the history of the Jewish people in their covenant with God, since it began with Abraham, their father, and our father in faith. And we've read about multiple massacres, exiles, the destruction of Jerusalem on many occasions, the destruction of the great temple in Jerusalem, the destruction of the Davidic monarchy. All of these things were accomplished, and finally they were exiled. The Jewish people were exiled in Babylon. The Persians treated them under Cyrus with some respect and allowed a remnant of them to return to Jerusalem, to hovels in a destroyed city. And they slowly began rebuilding it because they knew that the grace of the God of their covenant was still with them. They should not be afraid. So we had two issues in that period. One, the period of Advent taught us about the fear of the Jewish people, and it also taught us about the consolation from God to the Jewish people. In a nutshell, I could put it this way. How are we to respond to the difficulties in our lives as Christians? What is our attitude towards God? And St. John of the Cross says, above all, our attitude must be a profound, respectful silence of heart before God. This is the language of love, silence, the silence of love. Even when all things in our lives or in the world begin to crumble, silence of heart is still the rule. It remains the rule. Does not the liturgy of Christmas celebrate such quietness of heart? Listen to what the liturgy says during Christmas. When all things were wrapped in silence and night in her swift course was half spent, your mighty word, O Lord, leapt down from your royal throne. The liturgy is speaking there of the solidarity of God and of God's Son for us and with us in the incarnation and the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. So, dear brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. Do not be afraid. God is with us. He is Emmanuel. God always remains with you.